This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Everybody, Harry Carey here. We've got a great show lined up for you.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I once took a pair of binoculars and stared at the sun for over an hour.
Why would you do that?
Curiosity, I guess. Heck, I'm curious like a cat. I have a couple of friends that call me Whiskers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
Hey, now kid, we all know that the moon is not made of green cheese.
Yes, that's true, Harry.
But what if it were made of barbecue spare ribs? Would you eat it then?
And Brendan Sprague.
I know I would. Heck, I'd have seconds. And then polish it off with a tall, cool Budweiser.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan. You love to hear the
story again and again. Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague on a Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Got a lot to get to here in the final hour of the show. Good mail sack questions coming in. We'll get to those in 10 minutes. Somebody texted in. We were talking about the Players Association and owners being far apart. And somebody said, where did this go? What's so hard to figure out? Figure out how much they would have made per game, pay them that rate on however many games that they play. That was the plan. They agreed to that in March to make a prorated salary based on the amount of games that they would end up playing. That was the initial thing that owners and players agreed to. Yep. The owners are backing out of that agreement because the revenue projections are way off because there won't be fans in attendance. So that's what they're arguing is we can't pay you a prorated salary because our revenues are going to disappear without, you know, what is it? I think 40 to 50% of their revenue every year is based on gate and selling some merchandise and hot dogs and all that stuff at the ballpark. They're saying we're going to lose that. If we pay you a prorated salary, I think the owner came out with an estimate that they would lose like $400,000 a game or something like that.
Yeah.
So they're backing out of it. So they agreed to that. I mean, the point is valid. What's so hard to figure out? They're playing 82 games, pay them half their salary, right? Whatever they would have made. The owners are saying, no, we can't do that because we're going to lose too much money.
Well, and I think on the other side of that, if people are unaffected by hearing that news, I think they just instantly go in the, well, suck it up. You make a lot of money. Take a year where you don't make as much.
Right.
It's so easy for all of us to have that opinion. And then when you're in the situation and somebody says, oh, I'm going to pay you this, I agree to it, and then they take that back,
yeah,
you're really just willy-nilly doing it. Right. I think it's a lot easier to talk about how you would do it versus in the moment, in the situation, having that pulled from you and then being offered this. I'm not saying it's right. I tend to lean with the players a little bit on this one because they had that agreement in late March. I believe it was March 27th.
And it was already a pay cut. They agreed to a pay cut.
This was after,
the NBA had stopped on March
11th. They knew what was going on. They knew it was going to be a while before they were going to be able to come back in whatever capacity. And for people that say, oh, suck it up, players, you'll be able to make it back. No, the players have a limited window to be out there and make money based on playing. The owners own the team. They have a much larger window to recoup whatever they may lose. So if the owners want to have a season, I think this goes back to the owners. If the owners want to have a season of some sort and be able to recoup whatever revenues they can off of their media deals, they're going to have to be the ones that eat it up front and figure out how to make it up on the back end.
When that happens, you call and let me know.
And if they're not willing to do it, there's not going to be a season.
Yeah. Well, but who is going to get the blame for it?
The players will get the blame.
The players are
going to
get the most. Well, they're going to get the majority of the blame.
And the owners know that.
We've had two proposals. What gives you any indication that the owners are going to just cut this and go back to the prorated salary? I don't see any. So until we see any evidence of that, I think it's easier said than done.
Well, let's go from that to a fun baseball story. This was one of the more enjoyable things to read about over the weekend, and it sounds like it's actually starting a trend because I've seen like three or four other of these pop up around the country. There is a minor league baseball team in Pensacola, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. You a big fan?
Yeah.
Watch Blue Wahoos all the time?
I believe they're the ones who gave me my Joe Boo.
Really?
Bobblehead.
They had that promotional night?
I believe it was them. Yeah, I emailed them and they said, yeah, we'll send you one up. And they shot me one up.
So if you're at home right now and if you're not driving around and you have your phone or your computer in front of you, go Google their ballpark or just this story in general, because they have like an oceanfront stadium in Pensacola, Florida, and there's no minor league baseball that's going to happen this year. So they're like, we're out of luck. How are we going to make any money? They came up with the idea to rent their ballpark out, like everything in the ballpark, for $1,500 per night. They put it up on Airbnb. So for $1,500 a night, you get access to the ballpark, to the locker room, to the clubhouse, like everything that you, the entire facility is yours for as many people as you want to bring, obviously within, I don't think Florida has any restrictions right now.
I think Florida's doing whatever they want.
So you can bring as many people as you want. You can bring out the padding cage. You can play a game. You can bring 18 guys, have a 9-on-9 game, $1,500. And I've seen this.
That's a great deal.
We should have postponed your bachelor party,
Dirt. That's what I'm saying. We should do this next year. What do you say? Take 18 guys down to Pensacola, Florida, play a little baseball. What do you think, man? I love this idea.
Sadly, I don't think it's going to be available at this point next year because hopefully we're not dealing with this. But, look, places that are able to get creative, that's kind of what you capitalize on right now is, hey, we have a ballpark. We can't use it. Why not? Let's put it up on Airbnb.
Dude, this
I want to
so
know
cool.
What I'd like to know is, and maybe we can get somebody on from that team to talk about this. Who was the individual in the table meeting that just, anybody got any good ideas?
Right. How are we going to make this up? Yeah.
Oakland announced that they're furloughing everybody in their minor league department, right? Minor league teams are frightened right now. And somebody legit at a meeting stood up and said, what if we just Airbnb the stadium?
What if we rent out the ballpark?
And somebody had to have responded, whoa, you like sleep in the locker room? No. They get the whole stadium for one night at $1,500 a piece.
So if you want to run it like you want to play an actual baseball game.
Seems like a great deal, by the way.
Dude, it's a great deal. So if you want to play it, so you'd take 18 guys, right? 9-on-9 each side. You could rotate positions and all that stuff. It would be $84 a person. For
oh
one
God.
Night,
and $84. And you get to sleep there, right?
You sleep out on the field.
Sleep
if you
on
want.
The field, yeah, in the stars.
I'm going to sleep right behind second base, man. This did lead me to the question, though. Now, it's going to open up a can of worms, I'm sure, but we can lead into the mail sack with it. And I'll allow you to go as crazy as you want. If you could rent out a sports venue for a night, what sports venue would you want to rent out?
Well, wouldn't you choose?
I mean, what sport do you go with?
Well, don't you take Lambeau Field and play flag football with your friends?
Is that the one you would choose? Would you choose that over like Madison Square Garden
or Pebble Beach for crying out loud?
Right? Stop.
See, you're not a golf pro, so you wouldn't answer that.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I would absolutely put Augusta in my top three. But when you play this game, it's always Augusta. Everybody,
it's Augusta.
If you could rent any sport, it's always going to be Augusta. It's a boring game unless you exclude golf courses. You exclude golf courses, this is a fun game. If you don't, it's always Augusta.
Okay, excluding golf courses.
The All England Club at Wimbledon.
Huh. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You just want to play tennis with some bros.
No one cares.
That's just if you could choose to play like on a dream venue, sports like competing in sports, right? Because you're only gonna do this if you want to play. You're not just gonna go sleep on
you
the
wanna
court.
You want to play tennis that bad over playing football at Jerry's World or basketball or baseball? You'd rather go to play tennis at Wimbledon than to try to hit a ball over the big green monster.
I'm not hitting a ball over the big green monster.
You hit from second base.
Well,
maybe.
That attitude, you're not going to do anything in tennis very well either.
Right? Fenway would be pretty cool.
Right? You have like some
Fenway
bets.
Would be pretty cool.
Rats to keep you company out there.
You put 50 each person and you pay for Fenway, and whoever hits it over the big green monster first gets the pot.
That would be so much fun.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody said, apparently, and this is, we'll have to look into this, because I saw that, I think the Salem volcanoes, the Kaiser volcanoes, I think they're
the
doing
Salem
this as well.
Yeah, the Salem Kaiser volcanoes put up a similar thing.
I just saw a group of, so I drove
like
past there this weekend.
$1,000 a night, I think.
I don't know if it was the team or somebody did rent it out, but I saw some Joes playing catch at the Salem Kaiser
Maybe they
volcano
were doing,
stadium.
They probably could have been doing it.
Hmm.
Yeah, if you take, because I would always go golf course because I just sleep on the first tee box and wake up and play as many holes as I could and then fall asleep and then do the same thing the next day.
It might be St. Andrews.
If you went golf course. People are, Churchill Downs, we had texted in. See, but here's the
what
thing.
What would you do at Churchill Downs?
Yeah, that's the tough part is how do you, are you going to bring your own horse?
Do I get access to the horses or?
What?
I don't know if I'd want to do that.
You're going to make me lose my mind. Of all the places we could rent, we're going with horse tracks now in hopes that we could rent horses.
We have had multiple, by the way, Indianapolis 500 would be kind of, if you could actually race cars.
If you could race cars?
That would be pretty cool.
Plus there's a golf course there.
You get rent out Daytona for a weekend. That would be kind of fun. We had a lot
We're so disgusted, Sprague, today.
He's You're angry. Going horse racing and race car driving, neither of which on this show can do.
Well, no, I mean, of course not, but you could drive a car.
You ain't driving it very fast.
So I'm still racing, baby. I'm turning left.
Oh, I'm driving it fast. If it comes back in one piece is another thing altogether.
My God.
Give me Jerry's a helmet and a Hans device. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Jerry's World coming in. Superdome was texting it. A couple of Supers. Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Lambeau.
Yeah.
Wrigley Field.
Yep.
Notre Dame Football Stadium might be up there. Touchdown Jesus.
Cool. Maybe.
You know what one actually for kind of for hoops for me, like, because if you were going to go NBA stadium, it would have to be Madison Square Garden, right?
I was thinking Minnesota.
Yeah, where the T-Wolves
Target
play.
Center.
Target Center. Big Target
always
Center
wanted to
fan.
Go to the Target Center.
If you went college hoops, though, would you go Cameron Indoor?
No, I go Chapel Hill.
Would you?
Oh, the Dean Dome? Dome's pretty new.
Coach K can piss off. I'm going North Carolina.
What's the most iconic college basketball arena? It has to be Cameron Indoor.
It's Cameron
Indoor,
Indoor.
I might go Fog Allen Fieldhouse.
Ooh, not bad. That's not bad.
That would be pretty
I'm
cool.
going Tar Heel. I love Baby Blue. I mean, I want to see everything. I want to see all the history in there.
So if you could rent out an arena for a night or a weekend, what would you rent out? 55305.
Gil Coliseum.
Gil, baby. Give me Gil.
Legendary Gil Coliseum.
Is Matt Court still standing or do they tear that thing down yet?
Maybe for the right fee, they rebuild it for you.
They could, yeah.
You've been down on campus more recently than any of us.
I never go to that part of the campus, though, because that's right in the heart of campus.
Yeah.
It's not off on, you know, like where Autzen is and stuff.
That was the one thing I never liked about Oregon's campus.
What?
Well, because Oregon State's so much smaller that like Gil and Reese are just right
across
there.
Across the street from one another.
Whereas like Autzen is.
It's a way.
You gotta
walk.
Drive or. Yeah, you're going a long walk.
For students,
with a
at
roadie.
Least, it's a, you do a walk.
Sure.
Yeah. I miss that though about Matt Court because Matt Court was right there. Like for the dorms and stuff, Matt Court was like a 2-minute walk to get there. It was great. And then they built the new one over kind of.
I can't believe we went horse tracks.
Maybe people like riding horses. I don't know. Maybe we got some cowboys listening. I don't know
I'm sure there's some cowboys listening.
If you're into riding horses, that'd be kind of fun.
I'm not saying this to even be a jerk. If I had to sit down and write a list of the top 100 places I could rent out for a night.
Churchill Downs wouldn't be in the top 100.
I am almost 180% certain. I don't even think of a horse racing track.
No. Rose Bowl would be pretty cool. If you're going pick up football, Rose Bowl would be fun.
That would be cool, but then I'd also be thinking about how depressing UCLA football games are.
this is what it likes to be.
Because the attendance would be somewhere similar to what the Bruins get.
Field of Dreams field. But if you're going to go like historic baseball, though, you got to go... Like Fenway or Wrigley.
I want to try to tackle the monster. Yeah. I know I'm not going to hit it over, but I want to try.
Yeah, have somebody lob some in for you. It'd be fun. You can keep yours coming. 55305. There, a bunch of minor league teams, it sounds like, are doing this. So the Pensacola Blue Wahoos were the first. And again, go Google their ballpark because it's not like the Kaiser Stadium's off of I-5. There's not a lot of attractiveness there. Go Google the Pensacola Blue Wahoo Stadium. It is on the ocean. Literally, you hit home runs into the ocean. So that just adds to it.
Could we as a station rent the Salem Kaiser Volcano Stadium and do like a social distancing home run derby with our listeners?
That's a great idea. A charity home run
just
derby.
Just a charity home run derby.
At Kaiser, down in Kaiser. Yep. For some, a listener texted in and said it's a grand for a day.
That's it?
That's it.
We could easily cover that.
We got to read the fine print and see what all the limitations are.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it right. Well, if we have to wear masks, we'll do masks. Sure. We'll do social distancing.
Sure.
You could have a couple food trucks in that big-ass parking lot behind that Target.
Oh, now we're talking.
Wow. Leave Great. It to me to just save the radio station.
Great idea. All right, let's get to the mail sack. We'll do it next on The Fam. They said, wherever they filmed American Gladiators.
Now that's an underrated great suggestion because
isn't that like a soundstage at Universal Studios or something?
Who wouldn't want to play the Gladiator games?
Dude, like, it'd be fun.
The old and Swigard with the Q-tip sticks,
the pugil sticks or whatever,
just jousting at each other until one of you knocks the other off.
Somebody
get the tennis ball machine gun that you're shooting at dudes.
What about that ninja show?
No, I wouldn't, because I couldn't go 10 feet on that thing. How many steps could you get through?
Probably none.
The first one, right, is usually you have to hop over like three different things over
anything
water.
Anything that requires, anything like a jungle gym that's having my arms to pull myself somewhere, forget it. I'm diving in the pool.
You know, my fat ass would be swimming in 5 seconds.
It's not like you see a random body doing that event. It's usually a dude who's severely ripped.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got like 15 abs. Right. He's got biceps. He's
former
like,
Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
Rock climber dude.
One time I got shot in the head and I got up and said, I'm going to bench press 350. And you're always like, wow, what a story.
Isn't that the most like ultimate fat guy thing? Sitting at home making fun of people for failing at that challenge as we're like eating a bag of chips.
Well, that's what ESPN.
Yeah, I couldn't even make it to stage two.
ESPN tried to do that with that terrible John Anderson show. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. God, remember when John Anderson, they tried to make him like the Scott Van Pelt?
They tried, yeah. And that's what the new, have you guys ever watched Steph Curry's golf show?
No.
No, but I saw some.
It's coming back for
season 2,
apparently.
They had some highlights on a sports
center. That's what it is, though. Yeah. It's like that. They have that kind of stuff where you have to like go around obstacles.
It was like a giant windmill, but the windmill actually would knock you into a
The problem with that is how uncomfortably terrible and fake it is. It's like, you know that they hit and action, and everybody has to fake cheer or
something. And it's Joe Tessitore and Rob Riggle are the announcers.
Yeah, Rob Riggle tried to do a couple jokes, and it wasn't funny.
Somebody said I'd run out an NHL arena and just get wasted with my friends and run into each other on the ice.
Ooh, you could do what's what's it with the medieval times or on horses? What's that called?
Jousting?
Is it jousting? Yeah, you're right. We just talked about that. Yeah.
You want to joust on the ice?
Go to what if you joust on Vegas? What do
you
that's the venue you choose.
You do jousting on Zambonis with hockey sticks.
It's a terrible idea.
Drunk?
Terrible idea.
Why? Those things go like 2 miles an hour.
Let me sit in and out down there. People are in for a home run derby at Kaiser. Let's do this. I think we got a good one planned. Somebody only up to 10 people, I think. Yeah, we'll do a 10-person home run derby.
Knowing how we're currently situated, that idea is great, and it will not be executed. So don't hold your breath.
So this is, go check it out, man. This is cool. They're ballpark down there in Pensacola, by the way. Somebody said they Googled, like, blue waffles accidentally. Not blue waffles. They are the Blue Wahoos.
Wahoos.
The Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Google their stadium. It's worth it. Let's get to the mail sack. I will start with a mail sack question of my own, and I need everybody's advice on this. Can we open it up for feedback?
Fire.
On a scale of 1 out of 10, how bad of an idea is it to try and get married on a 4th of July weekend?
A 12? Can you go 12?
Is that bad?
Yeah. You are single-handedly ruining... Well, I say ruin.
Hey, you're not going to have fun at the wedding? Come on, man. You're going to have
there.
A great time.
No, I'm going to be there. But for everybody else that has to fly in, I mean, you've dictated the 4th of July plans, and now I almost feel like...
You would celebrate with us.
If you have a wedding on July 3rd, I kind of feel like you and Michelle are now obligated to make sure there's a great fireworks show the next day to accommodate everybody that came in. Like, as a thank you. That would be your thank you card.
Plan out where to take them the next day.
Yeah, you better... The reception better incorporate...
fireworks.
Yeah.
That's what the honeymoon's for.
Hey-o! Hey-o! Yeah, so we have officially decided to postpone the wedding.
That's probably a good rate, though, July 3rd.
Well, so yeah, I mean, so we had to work out when we could do it at the venue, when we could have it next summer. So it wouldn't be this summer, it'd be next summer. Right. So the Saturday night of that, they have another wedding at their house next summer. So they gave us essentially two weekends to choose from, which is fine by us. It was either the last weekend in June or the 4th of July. So it was like the 28th or the 3rd of July.
You have to remember, this is going to be the first 4th of July
post-COVID,
so yeah, it's going to probably be that much more stupid and amped up for people.
Okay.
But that being said, I'm going to be there for you, my man.
I mean, yeah, we're there, but I would also remind you that the weekend before, if that is available.
What's going on that weekend?
No, it's the Monday and Tuesday would be the fan golf tournament.
Well, he's not going to.
Well, he's not going to be there.
I won't be there.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's easy not happening.
Somebody said I was married 4th of July. It was badass. People are saying this is a serious question. This is a terrible idea. And another one, it's not a bad idea at all. Yeah, it was one of those. Because we were looking at the weekends and I was like, well, what the hell? At least my first thought was the Monday is a holiday. So people will get a 3-day weekend out of it. So you can still do something on the 4th of July.
Is this year a Friday the holiday?
So this year, the 4th of July is...
The 4th of July is on Saturday.
Saturday this year.
So Friday is the official holiday
We get Friday off. We get Friday off of work.
Yes.
So next year, the 4th of July falls on a Sunday, and
so you
would
get Monday off.
So that was my thought was, hey, people could get a 3-day weekend out of it.
Mm.
And you can still do something on the 4th, but... Yeah, I think we're going to lean back towards June a little bit. I wanted to throw that out there because we're considering. We postponed the wedding, and those are the weekends we're looking at for next summer.
Maybe they can fill it up, so it's not really a big concern for them, but I do feel like there could be a conversation about, hey, that's probably not an ideal time for a lot of people. Is there any kind of discount we could do for that weekend?
Right, right.
Well, are you trying to pare the guest list down? Because that would... probably take, I mean, people would have plans normally, so you can pare it down a little bit.
Very true. Yeah, it'd be cheaper if people don't want to come and save me some money.
And look, all the people that you really want and expect to be there will be there no matter what, especially if you have a year in advance to know about it.
Right.
So then some of the, I don't care if they're necessarily here, so
the fringers.
Whatever.
Yeah. No, you need the fringers because you need the money.
Yeah, that's true. You want their gifts. Now, I would note, too, as well, so we have decided, we are going to get married officially this summer. So we are still going married on July 25th.
Yeah. Head on down to the Clackamas. Is it the City Hall?
We're not going to the courthouse. We're going to go to the coast for the weekend and just do something there with the parents and the siblings. Super low key. So that was the decision that we reached. So because people were texting in, do you want to share an anniversary with the 4th of July weekend?
Why not?
So it wouldn't be our official anniversary.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go through the stuff next year again, but we will already have officially been married. So. Okay, well, we'll ponder that one. Just wanted to throw that out there and get the feedback from folks.
I would remind you, too, it's great that you at least have options for big ceremonies to do this next year.
I mean, hopefully.
My friend that's getting married a week before you, he's doing it at a church, and that church will not refund him nor reschedule.
Yeah.
Which is... What?
Yeah, we feel very fortunate that we're doing it at a private residence and we haven't had to deal with any of that kind of stuff. I will say, though, we officially because the honeymoon was all booked and all that stuff. So we called Alaska and we called the resort in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
They were both wonderful.
Did you get your money back?
I didn't want to because we're still going to go next summer.
Credit.
So
yeah,
the credit was fine for me at both of them.
Got Delta money back.
Did you get it back?
Finally.
You got your Delta cash?
Called them on Friday, 8 a.m., got through. The lady told me I canceled so I wouldn't be eligible. I said, that's okay. I was very nice, very calm, and I said, if I don't get my money back, I'm probably never going with you guys again.
Never
going
to fly Delta.
Talked to her supervisor, came back 5 minutes later,
Look
said,
you
got approved.
Look at you.
Said, thank you.
Give me
that's
that cash.
Good customer service.
Give me that cash, babe. I'm not going to Vegas for a while. Okay, we didn't get to the mail sack. We do have a lot of questions to get to. We'll get into that on the other side. Also, there was a couple of boys that allowed an animal to do something to them, and... That was a really weird tease. I apologize.
I'm into elephants.
I apologize. We'll tell you what they did next. Welcome back in 233. Somebody's offended that I'm talking about my wedding day on a sports radio show. How dare you
share your life?
How dare you? How dare you?
Do you know what radio is supposed to be?
How dare you?
Read the damn box score and talk about every top headline on ESPN. Now,
stay in your lane.
And an all caps text, too. Somebody's angry, man. Who peed in your Cheerios today? Guess what? It's my show. I'll talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. Welcome back in. Let's get to the mail sack. It's
probably somebody shorter than you.
Very true. That's a very, like, angry short man kind of thing.
Sorry, I got one listener that thinks I'm always a downer. And texts us in almost on a daily basis.
What's your issue?
Never cites any examples of this, but
what's your issue, man?
You got to deal with. Sometimes you just got to deal with people on text. That's what we get on the text line.
Hey, mail sack question for Sprague. I give you a sweet tan year round, but you get a beer belly. Do you make the trade?
Nah.
Wouldn't take that trade.
No way.
A little bubble gut.
No way.
Or not bubble gut, but. Beer belly?
Give me a little beer belly.
I mean, I think with beer belly.
Boiler.
Boiler. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
No, because yeah, here's the thing. I've embraced the fact that I'm the whitest human being walking the face of the earth.
You're comfortable with it.
And then, like, once I do get burned, I end up acquiring a nice little tan. Like, the forearms are roasted. They're peeling now.
Yeah, you're already peeling. Yeah. What happened to you this weekend?
You hit
the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We hit the sun again.
Okay.
And,
get the peels going on.
Where did I go? I can't remember where we went. It was a weird four-day weekend. But I got burned, and now I peel, and then I'll be able to have a year-round farmer's tan.
There you go.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Okay. Mail sack question. Movie you loved when you were younger that has aged the worst over the years? That's really hard to answer.
There's some pretty good ones.
Like, are we going like kids' movies? Are we going just like normal movies you loved that weren't kids' movies, but you just loved them when you were a kid?
You know, most of my answers would probably be kids' movies because I'm watching so many classic Disney movies with my two daughters.
Right, you're re-showing them your childhood.
Like, you know, I saw this movie in theaters. I saw a double feature once whenever the movies came out, and it was Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin. And you went, and they were back-to-back. And I rewatched Beauty and the Beast the other day with my three-year-old, now four-year-old. And she liked it. She got hooked, right? The singing, the dancing. You know, I forgot that the Beast and Belle, the main character, they fell in love in like 5 hours. And then she left the house and he was willing to kill himself over her.
It's an intense love affair.
It's a very intense love affair. How about the mermaid that becomes a human and she's 16 and a grown ass man finds her and convinces her to marry him?
Yeah.
There's some Disney movies that don't sit right.
The one that I would probably, I think the movie I watched more than any other movie when I was a kid was Davy Crockett. Did you guys watch Davy Crockett as kids?
No.
King of the Wild Frontier. No, you didn't do that one?
Davy Crockett.
Yeah, you remember that?
I didn't watch, but I remember the theme song.
I mean, it was an old, old, old movie. Yeah. I have not seen that in 25, 30, like I would be fascinated to go back and watch that again just to see what it, and it was old when I watched it as a kid. That movie came out ages ago.
The one I think of, and it's just because the way technology has progressed, but War Games with Matthew Broderick and Ally Sheedy. If you go back and watch that now.
What's going on there, man?
Okay, I like certain parts, so I want you to hear that. Parts or characters.
This could be controversial.
I was never, ever a Billy Madison fan, and that movie's only gotten even worse.
Yeah.
That movie's terrible.
That's a pretty good one, yeah, when you go outside of Veronica Vaughn.
I mean, outside of her being
she's a hot,
attractive,
yeah.
And Chris Farley's character as the bus driver, that movie's terrible.
That is a pretty bad
and
movie.
And I think we need to be honest about it.
I'm okay admitting that.
You know, Happy Gilmore, that stands the test of time.
Yeah, I haven't seen Billy Madison in a long time.
Billy Madison is about a very stupid, lazy human being who talks like this. The whole movie, he talks like this. And we think that's funny. I never got it. And as I've gotten older, I've rewatched and I'm just like, God, this movie's even worse than I remember.
What else we got here? Let's rattle through a couple of more. When is the best time to manscape? Mail sack question. Loose and hanging or standing at attention? Sprague?
Well, if you want to get the hairs that grow at the base at the bottom, you need to be standing at attention. Unless you're comfortable picking up.
Sure.
Holding. And then shaving.
Yeah.
I tend to be a shower shaver.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. I can't grow facial hair, so I don't spend a lot of time in front of the sink.
Sure.
I just use like an electric shaver.
You clean it all up.
It's my little mustache, my little chinny chin hairs.
Manscape it up.
I manscape in the shower.
Okay, mail sack question. You can only have a dessert or appetizer when you dine out. Which one do you choose?
Appetizer.
Appetizer.
Dessert.
Yeah, I have a serious, and I feel like everybody has this problem of eating way. I fill up too much on appetizers, but I'm okay with that.
That's what I worry about. That's why I go dessert. I really enjoy that main entree.
You go to like a Mexican restaurant, you're always going to load up on chips and salsa.
It's very good
time.
Point. But how underrated or good is the deep fried ice cream?
I mean, it's good. It's good. It's good. I'm not even a huge dessert guy, but you get the right dessert after a good dinner.
El Indio's deep fried ice cream?
The paired alcohol with it too. Yeah, it can be tasty. Not knocking it. I'm just saying.
I'm just at a point where a lot of places now, they're putting more effort into the appetizers themselves. So I'll just order three or four and call it a meal.
That's all you need.
That's a good idea to do at happy hours.
It's a great idea. You get a little sample platter,
basically. Those big sample platters. You get that. You get one, two other things you want to try, and you just do it as collectively as a table.
Mail sack question. Is it better to have a good job with good pay but not like where you live, or not as good a job or as good a pay but love the place that you live?
I would say it depends on your lifestyle. Are you one where your home is your hub? You're constantly having people over and entertaining, and for family gatherings and holidays, does everybody come to your place? Or are you one
very
that loves
social,
to go social, travel, get out and see the world?
Yeah, like, could you make great money but live in North Dakota?
Every once in a while,
and love your job.
I get reminded of how great. I mean, I already love my job, but like, I'll talk to a friend and they easily make more money than me, and they hate their job.
Yeah,
and they're not happy. And I'm like, you can afford to go to like Europe and Hawaii every time, anytime. And they're like, yeah, but you don't do it as often.
The day in and day out wears you down.
The grind.
Yeah.
No, I would say the job. Having a great job with good pay, and I would assume part of that is people that you, for the most part, enjoy being around.
If you really think about when are you the happiest on like a day-to-day basis, you tend to look around and it's like when you're laughing in the kitchen with your wife or your husband, or you're laughing in the living room with your kids, or you're out in your backyard drinking beer with your friends, shooting the crap and joking. Those are your happiest moments. You can get that making less money. And if it means you live in a better city, I think I take that as much as I would covet and love to make awesome money.
Sure.
I think I'd always rather take the better situation with a job that I love more so a job I don't like.
Okay. There you go. Great mail sack questions. We got a few leftovers.
Where are you going with that one?
I agree with you guys. Money is great, but it's not the end all be all.
I say if money was the indicator in my life, I would not be doing radio.
Exactly, right?
I made that choice 20 years ago.
Right. You wanted to do something you were passionate about.
I got out of something that, had the potential to,
It's always interesting. We get listeners that will not like us, not like the show, and that's, I'm used to reading that. I find it weird when we get people that text in, like, financial insults, and then they brag about how much money they make, and I'm like, God, you must be a terrible human being. Where that just you have to tell somebody that
that's
you don't
the determining
know.
Factor.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to this quickly before we go. We'll get to the poll questions. Kind of wrap up the. It was a lot of sports stuff today.
By the way, shout out to one of our P1s, Jason the Bug Guy. It's his anniversary, and he's
happy anniversary.
His hot wife Holly. Shout out to her.
There you go. Happy anniversary, man. Great P1. Have you guys? We all did dumb stuff as kids. Everybody does dumb stuff as a kid. Did you ever do something this dumb? There were three young Bolivian brothers who are apparently big Marvel fans, and their favorite character is Spider-Man. And they captured a Black Widow spider and let the spider bite them because they thought it would turn them into Spider-Man.
Almost. I'll give you that story.
And they have all been hospitalized. 12, 10, and 8-year-old siblings. Have you ever done something that dumb as kids? And shocking news. They did not turn into Spider-Man, unfortunately. Maybe they just grabbed the wrong spider. We'll read some of your thoughts, answer the poll questions next on The Fan. You wake up late for school, man. You don't want to go. Got a whole bunch of poll questions we need to answer. Good text coming in. Somebody says, not a normal Black Widow that turns you into Spider-Man. It has to be a noble false widow. It has been some word I can't pronounce by multiple sources. Then altered DNA will transfer to the ones being bit by the venom of the spider bite. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. The kids should have known this.
This is common sense.
Ryan, who doesn't know this?
Nerd!
So the kids, three kids in Bolivia, 12, 10, and 8 were their age. They caught a black widow.
There's a 12-year-old here and this happened.
And that was the oldest. And they found a black widow spider and they thought, let's let him bite us and we'll turn into Spider-Man. They apparently it bit each of them, and the mom heard crying somewhere, rushed up to them. They were all laying on the ground crying, rushed them to a nearby health center, and they were transferred to a nearby hospital, and then they were transferred a third time to another hospital. They had fevers, tremors, muscle pains, according to the report. They were treated and discharged apparently last week, about a week after they were bitten. So they ended up spending almost a week in the hospital.
Man.
After allowing a spider to bite them. Apparently, the black widow have venom 15 times stronger than a rattlesnake, and they are one of the most feared spiders in the world. I knew that, but 15 times stronger than a rattlesnake, I did not know that. Have you ever done something this dumb?
I had a moment as a tiny child who loved Ninja Turtles.
Go on.
It was like a construction site, and I thought there was going to be ooze and slime there that I could drink and become a turtle. Don't worry, it didn't happen.
It didn't work.
It's
it
died.
No. God, that would have been cool though if you became a Ninja Turtle
or die right? at like six.
You're doing something that stupid.
Had that 6-year old die? He drank some ooze that he thought was going to make him a karate fighting turtle as a human being.
Somebody said when I was about 9, me and a neighbor kid threw a half full bottle of water at a hornet's nest, thinking we could run away. I got stung so bad, my eyes were swollen shut. Yeah, I don't know if I ever did something that stupid.
Did you? Okay, you may not have done something where you thought you could become something different.
Yeah.
But I know you had to have done what I did. You do jackass stuff?
Yeah. I guess that
get
would
get in a shopping cart and have somebody push you into a curb just so you could fly out of it. I'm jackass.
Yeah, that was a big thing. Jackass is a good point. We did that.
Easily the dumbest thing we did, and I would say we were 11 or 13, somewhere in that range, we discovered how to make yourself pass out, and we would play that game.
Oh, God.
Bend over, put your hands on your knees, breathe really hard for about 30 seconds, stand up, hold your breath. If a friend pushes your hands against your chest, it's horrific. Do not do this.
Do not try that at all.
But you would basically pass out, and I had a friend that had a camcorder. And he would record us, and we'd see ourselves. We'd be out for 10 seconds, but we'd almost like seizure-like movement.
You'd just start laughing.
You'd wake up. You get this weird, it's a weird feeling when you do it.
I remember the one, too, that we used to do all the time in like middle school and stuff is when you would, I don't even remember what you would call it, but you put your knuckles on the table and you'd throw shoot the quarter at the knuckles. Whoever could make the knuckle, whoever could last the longest or whatever. Well, I don't even remember what that stupid game was called, but we used to do that all the time.
Did you ever have bigger people that were your friends, but they loved to play the punch your hand game?
Yeah.
For some reason, you'd make a fist, and then somebody else would punch your fist, and then you'd have to retaliate. It's basically the modern day slap box.
Right.
Where somebody just slaps somebody really hard with powder.
Like, no wonder the guy that was bigger than me wanted to play that game.
I never got why. Yeah, it had to have been that.
This is stupid.
I'm like, he's just doing this to me because I'm smaller than you? I didn't get it.
I mean, it said, does a black widow even enjoy biting that many kids? It would probably drain its venom after the third kid. I'm guessing that Spidey did not enjoy that experience of groping and such. That's a valid point. Probably didn't. Somebody said I home alone my neighbor's house when they were building it. My neighbor almost stepped on a nail. I was about 8.
Oh,
well, you lay like booby traps around your neighbor's house.
That's kind of what it sounds like.
That's a little intense.
Did
man.
Any of them work on the neighbor?
Yeah, he said he almost stepped on it. Apparently, bloody knuckles. Yeah, I think that was what
bloody knuckles.
Shoot
thank
the cord.
You.
That was such a dumb. Like, why would you do that? That was so stupid.
I did not like that game.
Somebody said when I was in high school, drinks were consumed, and I tried to jump over a moving car like Kobe, clipped my foot on the top of the windshield. Was up something. My jumping and track didn't translate. Came out perfectly fine. Just a dumb thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stupid stuff, but never quite letting a black widow bite me. I think even I, as a kid, would be smart. I thought I was going to be a professional athlete. That was probably the levels of my derangement as a child. I don't think I ever would have considered allowing a poisonous spider to bite me, thinking it would turn me into a Spider-Man.
Sure, but did you drink Gatorade thinking you'd be like Michael Jordan?
I did. That is, look, hey, I mean, I had a chance at, you know, I had a chance at becoming a professional athlete.
We laugh at these kids for doing it. And it is stupid to have a black widow. You voluntarily get bit by one. Yeah. We laugh at them, but let's not act like we didn't buy athlete shoes thinking we were going to sure, run as totally fast did. Or jump as high as some of these athletes.
We totally did. That was probably the dumbest stuff I did as a kid, was needing all that equipment and stuff. Okay, let's answer some poll questions, shall we? Because we had a handful of them out there today. By the way, I asked one on my own personal account on the 3rd of July wedding. 61% of people said it's a bad idea. So not quite as big of a blot as I thought it was going
to
be.
I'm kind
of
pulling for you to do this.
You want me just to piss everybody off, go 3rd of July?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see how people respond to this.
Okay, what is the proper distance for a gimme putt? Where do we answer on this? 6 inches or less, 1 foot or less, 2 to 3 feet range, no gimmies, putt it out.
I'm going to say 1 foot or less.
Okay.
If you're within a foot, yeah.
Give it to you.
I'm kind of trusting more golf people than me, so I'll say a foot. I'm kind of at the 6-inch mark.
You're a 6-incher?
I've seen people miss 1-foot putts before.
Yeah, everybody has. If you putt them enough, everybody's missed a 1-footer.
It's just, it's such a tough game that there's a part of me that it seems it's hard to cope with the, yeah, you got it.
Go ahead, take
it. You don't need to earn getting that into the hole.
Well, the other thing, too, is not every 1-foot putt is created equal.
Exactly.
Because you could be on a flat green where you could make it blindfolded and one-hand it from the other side of the hole,
right,
and it's no big deal. But you could also run a putt by a hole that's like on an upslope and you're putting down a hill.
Yeah.
And it's a tricky thing that if you miss it by a millimeter, that thing's going to roll 2 feet by the hole.
The most frustrating putting aspect is when you miss a putt that's pretty close that you should make. And then it goes past the hole by, let's say, 2 feet. And most people in that situation go, ah, okay, you know.
Yeah, sure, you take it. I'll give it to you.
You notice, like, I do this. Your dad did this. A lot of people do this. They're mad, so in frustration, they hit the ball backwards with the club, and they hit it perfectly into the hole. And I'm like, so I can do that, and I can't do it when I'm trying to make it.
I was playing this weekend. I was joking with one of the guys I was playing with, that we did that on every putt that was inside like a foot and a half, about a foot range, where if you just kind of rolled by, the group was like, whatever, that's good. And you'd walk by and you would hit it from the other side of the hole one-handed. Every single one went in.
Yeah, not trying.
And we joked, like, why don't we just putt like this all the time? Like anything inside like 4 feet that you can reach your putter to, just putt from the other side of the hole, man.
I know.
40% of people said 1 foot or less.
Yeah.
What else we got? Somebody said, if the NHL returns in July, how much will you watch? 52% of people said, or no, hold on. It's not updated. 51% said not much, if any. You're missing out, man.
Yeah, see, I also love this. I love the sound that the ball makes when it hits the cup.
There's a satisfying feeling, yeah. And you never take a putt if it's for a birdie or a par. Even that's the thing for me. Like if you're going for a birdie, and even if I'm 8 inches out and you want to give it to me, I'm making that putt.
You want to make it.
Dude, I worked hard on that hole. I want to finish it off.
Yeah.
Lillard said he doesn't plan to play if Portland can't make the playoffs. Do you like the decision? 88% of people say yes.
Yeah.
Nothing to gain.
He wants to play the playoffs. I don't blame him for being frustrated by an approach where Portland would just be asked to go play a couple games to fill TV time.
A lot of sports today, man. A
lot of sports.
A lot of sports.
But you couldn't talk about your wedding. How dare you?
How dare you? If you want one bit of good news, by the way.
Yeah.
We didn't get to the Michigan thing today. We'll probably get to that tomorrow. It's still on our notes.
That's not good news.
Well, no, that's not. But the president said no games if students aren't on campus. The University of Utah has announced they are planning on reopening campuses with in-person classes this fall.
So they're joining a now growing list of college campuses saying that.
So Utah and Colorado both on board. They're saying they're opening up in the fall. So
I think Larry Scott told Feinbaum, we can talk about it tomorrow, that he doesn't think any of the schools are not on track to play this fall.
Yeah, it's encouraging. Also, the Kate Brown news from this weekend. We need to get to that. So we'll get to that tomorrow as well. Thanks for being with us. If you missed any of the show, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We'll tweet it out at Thurton Sprague and at 1080thefan. We will talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one's next. Listen to 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.